a smile. You can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's a girl and you should know it. Each place and every little movement you show it.
Love is all around.
Don't need to fake it.
You can never tell.
Why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Good morning and welcome to the Karen Housley Show. I'm Karen Housley here with Julie Johnson. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Karen.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just going to check Facebook to see what's on the show today.
I know. You know me. You know me. Right before I leave the house, I start Facebooking and tweeting and uploading pictures. I had two gentlemen join me for breakfast this morning.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, so I know it wasn't Phil.
Nope. You're going to have to see my Facebook page because it was very, very funny. Sometimes, Julie, I wonder about myself because I get these things in my head
my
and I just have to run with them.
You're so weird.
I know. Anyway, people have to go to my Facebook page.
And what is that mug you're drinking out of?
It's another USA Hockey mug.
Oh, I thought maybe it was Donnie Murray.
No, I do have... I'll do Donnie and Marie tomorrow because I have a feeling my special male guest will join me again tomorrow for breakfast. I was actually showing them in the St. Paul Pioneer Press. There's an article on our friend Fury Motors, Jim Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Leonard bought a Zamboni. And Jim
what?
Leonard, yes, he, over in Lake Elmo, Jim Leonard, Fury Motors, bought a Zamboni. Because, you know, Jim doesn't have enough to do. But you also know Jim is a little quirky and he likes odd things also. Like, didn't they have a pet pig for a while?
They did. They had a pet pig.
And he goes fishing way up in, like... Alaska.
Well, a lot of people do that. That's not weird.
Weekly.
Okay, that's weird.
And anyway, Jim Leonard bought a Zamboni, and he's got it stored over in Lake Elmo in a big building by the park, by Lions Park, and they have a skating rink there now, and it's Jim's mission to get some donations to get better boards and lights and that kind of stuff.
Oh, nice. You cannot have enough places for kids to hang out and stay busy and get tired.
That's just what he said. Growing up in South St. Paul, actually, Jim and I live close to each other. And Jim wants his daughters to be able to have a place to walk to go skate. So I was showing my male friends this morning the article.
They probably didn't have much to say about it.
Well, you know, they're quiet.
Listeners have to go to your Facebook page so they understand what we're joking about.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate back at KarenHousleyHomes.com. We will talk about real estate at the end of the show. We have a great show coming up. We have two of my dear, dear, longtime friends, Billy Larson and Lisa Wenger. They're going to be on the show after the first break talking about music by lovers, a Valentine's Day special show.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I know you and Dan are going to like...
make out, listen to some music. Probably not.
Also, I don't know if you... maybe you did. I put it on my Facebook page earlier. The Hell's Kitchen, Mitch from Hell's Kitchen, the owner... at Hell's Kitchen, kind of has been taunting the folks at Embarrass Minnesota. Just a Facebook kind of joke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned into this big old fundraiser that Hell's Kitchen is going to go up to Embarrass Minnesota on the 22nd of February to cook a breakfast for the folks in Embarrass Minnesota. But we're going to have Mitch on later in the show to tell us what that's all about because it's funny.
He has some concerns.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I did.
Isn't it funny?
Mm-hmm. He's very funny.
So I'm excited to have him on. He'll be on in the second break. And then also, last week we had Karen Keller from Splon Montage in Woodbury on.
We did.
With her specials for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, big hit over at Splon Montage. If you mention the Karen Housley Show, you get 20% off all of their services up until February. I think she said 19th.
Wow.
Or if you buy the services before the 19th. So she's going to come on again today with another special because obviously there are more than two listeners to our show.
Wow, and they're interested in looking good.
Well, I'm still going to go get those darn eyelashes.
Are you? Oh, I thought you already did.
Oh, you're so good, Julie. This is why she's my co-host, Kyle. Mm-hmm. We want to welcome Kyle to the show. He
yes.
is now our producer for the remainder. George is retired.
Yeah, I'll be taking over now.
He has a radio voice, too.
Yeah, he does.
Well, thank you.
Well,
maybe
you,
Julie.
Ma'am.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, Julie, I'm not here next week.
Oh.
Kyle, you want to co-host the show with her?
Oh, I could give it a shot. I don't know how good I'd be, but...
Just keep your finger over the swear word button.
That's, and I was feeling bad. I said Hell's Kitchen like I've never said that word.
Oh, we can say that word.
We can?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. God, we
during
didn't get
the break,
out.
I'll give you a rundown of the things you can't say.
Okay, good.
But like all my favorite words.
I noticed you're wearing your lucky scarf today.
It's my lucky shirt.
Oh, it's your lucky shirt.
For the Buckeyes.
Shirt. Mm-hmm. Ohio State Buckeyes. You said they won last night. Julie's son, Matt, mm-hmm. plays for the Ohio State Buckeyes hockey team.
Yeah, one in a shutout, and then they play Michigan something again today. There's too many Michigan teams. I can't keep them straight.
And who cares?
Yeah, I don't like any of them.
And the Gophers, was it Wisconsin?
Wisconsin beat the Gophers.
I saw that. Oh, wrong bell. Brad Stepan, whose son is Derek Stepan, is my friend on Facebook, and he was taunting people on his flight to Russia yesterday because Derek's playing in the Olympics. And Brad Stepan just wanted to, like, give everybody a little jab because the Gophers lost. I have to give a shout-out again to... Got to tap the bell here.
Get the bell.
Adam Wilcox, we have him in a solid fifth out of the 30
oh.
Hobie Baker contestants or what do you call them?
Candidates.
I was going to say applicants, and he didn't apply. go to HobieBaker.com and vote for Minnesota. If Matt were on there, we'd be pumping Matt.
Yeah.
But you know Adam Wilcox. We all love Adam Wilcox.
You went to high school with his mom.
Went to high school with his mom, Christy Fink Wilcox, and South St. Paul boy. So go to HobieBaker.com to vote for Adam Wilcox. He's at 6,000 votes. The leader's at 12, but after Adam's 6, the other 24 candidates just kind of drop off.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to keep him in the top 5.
My son Matt's roommate, I think, is a candidate.
He is?
Mm-hmm. He's the leading scorer in
yes.
the Big Ten, Ryan DeZingle.
I was going to say Ryan.
He's a very, very nice boy. So if you have a thing, all you people from Sibley
yeah.
that don't want to vote for a South St. Paul kid, you go vote for Ryan.
You're so funny, S-I-B-L-E-Y. Did you watch the Olympics opening ceremony?
Oh, my gosh, no.
You didn't?
That's like a really slow, boring parade.
It was slow. It was just like...
And the only reason to watch it is to look at the awful outfits, but that'll be all over E! News or something.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I did.
Okay.
I wasn't going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you.
Oh, please tell me.
So it's just Wilson and I, and we're watching the opening games, and we've got our popcorn, and we're like... So I said, do you want to see what I got today? And he's like, oh, gosh, here she goes. So I go down to my car, and I bring up these two life-size cutouts of... Zach Parise and Ryan Suter. Zach is the captain of Team USA Olympic team, and Ryan's the assistant captain. Both of them are my friends, so I got these pictures legally, and I had our friend Gabe blow them up into life-size cutouts, and I also have some Sochi Olympic posters and some Team USA stuff. So I bring this all up, and I make a makeshift photo booth in my living room, and then I went all around my house and got every Team USA prop I could find, from hockey sticks, skates, jerseys, coats, scarves, the beret from the 2002 Olympics. I even have like a Russian hat. So poor Wilson, he was like my little dress-up doll. And
oh,
I kept throwing
Wilson.
Him in front with these two. Well, and then it kind of got funny because then we... Well, that's why Zach and Ryan, that's if you go to my Facebook, that's who joined me for breakfast this morning. And I keep thinking, I text Ryan Suter this morning and I said, are you like really okay with me dragging you and Zach all over town? Because this thing could be better than Flat Stanley.
It could. They could make appearances.
I know. That's what I text the girls this morning. I go, God, we could really be on to something. We could have Zach and Ryan show up for all Olympic party appearances. Fundraisers.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll bring Zach and Ryan.
I'll forge signatures.
It'll be so funny. Anyway, so speaking of, I am having an Olympic party tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's invited. It's at the Eagles Club. I hate to talk about this part of it, but it's part of what I do. It is a Senate fundraiser for Karin Housley for Senate. It's a $50 donation at the door, which you can get back from the state of Minnesota through their political contribution refund program. $50 per person, and you can get $50 back from the state. We will hand them their receipt at the door, and you just send it in. I did not vote for this stupid program, but it is what it is.
But if it's there and everybody's taking advantage of it.
Yep. I can hear Billy Larson warming up in the background, can't you?
Yeah.
This is early for Billy and Lisa.
But look at, look, she's just been smiling since she got here. She's ready.
Billy's trying to smile. And also I wanted to ask you, did you hear about the Biggest Loser?
I did.
Yeah, what, Rachel Fredrickson, the Stillwater girl?
Yep, she was a state champion swimmer from Stillwater. I think in the 90s she graduated. She had scholarships to go off to colleges. She turned those down and ran off to Germany with a foreign exchange student. That didn't work out, so she lives in L.A. and does voiceover work, I think.
You really did read the article.
Hey, I read the article.
I didn't even tell you. I was going to toss that to you.
Yeah, and then she put on some pounds and wanted to get rid of them and went on The Biggest Loser.
And she biggest won.
250,000.
She looked amazing. She's so beautiful.
Yes. I thought her face looked a little thin.
Little thin.
But a past winner said, you know what, you get down to a weight that you need to get to win, and then you find a spot where you're more comfortable. So, and she even hinted around that she was probably going to not stay at that weight.
I didn't watch the, and I recorded it, so I have to go back and watch it. I don't know why I didn't watch it during the Olympic ceremonies. But, yeah, she looked good.
I thought she looked great.
I'm very, very excited about it. And then there's all this controversy, but I don't want to talk about it because it ticks me off. Well, no, I just did. But anyway, you can go Google Biggest Loser Rachel Fredrickson from Stillwater. Shout out to the Stillwater mock trial team. You weren't here the day?
No.
No, they came in, the three high school students. The team is composed of 9 Stillwater Smarties. And they are in the region finals. They advanced. They were 3-0 in their, we'll call them matches, but in their mock trial, they won 3 of them. And so now they advance to the regions. So
that is awesome.
Shout out to them. I think next week or something like that. But very, very excited for them.
Yes.
All right. That was our intro.
That's it? That's all you got?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate back at CarinHousleyHomes.com. Visit us. We'll talk real estate at the end of the show. I think we have an open house tomorrow.
We have an open house. Yes. It's the cutest, cutest, cutest house.
Oh! In my hood. Yes. All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we are going to listen to some music by Lovers from Billy and Lisa. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Wind chills, blizzards, and ice dams. These are a few of the Minnesota realities. The best way to deal with them is to leave. Take a mini vacation at the Riverside Resort in Laughlin, Nevada, and then smile ear to ear in all that southern sunshine. Sit by a beautiful river and watch the birds, or play golf. The trips are either 3 or 4 days and include round-trip air on Sun Country Airlines, the hotel room, plus ground transportation and luggage handling. Prices start at about $249 per person, so go online at riversideresort.com or give them a call at 1-800-227-3849 and see when they have availabilities. Riverside also gives you free membership to the King of Clubs Players Club. Use your card while you play and earn valuable bonus points for complimentary hotel stays, gifts, meals, and special offers on the phone or the mail. Again, to see available dates, go to riversideresort.com or call 1-800-227-3849. Everybody loves these trips, and they sell out quickly. Enjoy a walk in the sunshine and fantastic gaming. It's time to go.
This is Darcy from Stillwater Motors. See the new look of the 2014 Chevy Silverado at Stillwater Motors, right on the corner and right on the price, and online at stillwatermotors.com.
Stillwater Motors, good people to know.
My name's Michaela. When I got back from Iraq, I became pregnant and ended up homeless. Counselors helped us apply for VA supportive housing.
VA offers programs to help eligible veterans stay healthy, find a job, and secure or maintain safe, stable housing.
My life works now. I got help from VA, and now I'm on a mission to share these resources.
If you or a veteran you know is homeless or at immediate risk of becoming homeless, call 877-424-3838.
KLBB. Where your music,
I fell into a burning ring of fire,
and memories live.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Who can take a nothing day?
Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, joining us are my near and dear longtime friends, Billy Larson and Lisa Wenger Larson. Hello, Lisa and Billy.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited that you guys came down.
This is pretty exciting.
This is pretty early for you.
I know. Let's see how the old voice.
You had a late gig last night, too, somewhere, didn't you?
I did. North St. Paul at Newman's.
Do you play there often and you play White Bear often?
Yep. About every 6 weeks.
Lisa Wenger Band?
Yeah. Well, we're calling them Lisa Wenger and the Mean, Mean Men now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You attract the Mean, Mean Men and I attract cutouts. Okay, tell us about this upcoming event, Music by Lovers, and then we're going to hear some music from you guys, and I'm pumped.
Okay, so this is our fifth year of having Music by Lovers, and in the past we have done it at the Artist Quarter in St. Paul, but they recently closed their doors at the beginning of the year. So, me and Billy, because this is our celebration of our love for each other.
Oh, 8 years I was at your wedding.
Yes.
Up there at Breezy Point. Wedded bliss, right?
It is. and actually, we just like to hang out with other musical couples to see how they do it, and if it's the same, or if they're beating each other up, or whatever. Right, honey?
Yes. Yeah.
He's kind of, you're like Captain Antoniel, and he's just like, don't talk to me.
We normally have a third person play with us, too, a lot of times as a referee, just to make sure that it's nice to do. It's a good thing. It's fun. Anyway, so these beautiful couples, Phil and Tammy, they go by Tamley and The Bachelor, have been married for 25 years. They'll be on the show.
Really?
And then we've got Ted and Angela Vig.
They're newlyweds.
Oh, they're newlyweds. Yeah. Oh, so we're going to, the whole spectrum.
We tried to, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never had any gay or lesbian couples yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or any divorced people that wanted to play music together after they've been divorced. So
there's room going forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then Jennifer and Joe, they're from the White Bear Lake area. And that's where this event is going to be held this year.
Joe Cruz and Jennifer Grimm.
Joe Cruz and Jennifer. Well, she just calls them Joe and Jenny. But yeah, Joe
much.
And Jenny. She probably doesn't even know their last name because she's, you know how you musicians are, details.
Yeah.
So you're playing it in White Bear.
Yes. And this Kellerman's Event Center.
Kellerman's Event Center.
Terry Kellerman is the owner, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful room. He's been currently having weddings, and mostly weddings for the events that he's had there.
Yeah.
It's really vintage inside, and the decorations are really romantic. And
really?
Yeah, we could definitely find a spot for you and Phil to make out.
It's Julie and Dan I'm worried about. I don't know, they
you
might
guys,
be center
there'll
stage.
Be no problem. We're going to make some dancing room on the floor as well.
So it's really on Valentine's night.
It's
a Friday.
Night. Yes.
And so people could go to dinner and then come over there because it's at 7:30.
Yes.
Well, we have food, hors d'oeuvres provided by Keys Restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yes, Celine over at Keys in White Bear Lake.
Oh, wow.
Is an unbelievable. You should hear her menu for the evening. But it's more light food. So
okay.
You could still go to dinner.
Okay.
And have some wine, come over, and then
make out.
More wine and more wine, and then have some hors d'oeuvres from Keys.
Now I know why you guys are my friends.
But seriously, you could do this. We would make sure it happens.
How much is it?
It's $35 a couple if you make a reservation in advance.
And give us the phone number, then you'll play, and then we'll give the phone number again.
Okay, it's 612-816-1993.
Mm-hmm. 612-816-1993, and I'll put that on my Facebook page, too, and I'll tweet that out so people can find it there, too.
Yeah, and it's $45 at the door if you don't make a reservation, but we prefer the reservation so that Celine can prepare and have everything just perfect for you all.
What are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes.
Oh,
it's romantic.
Okay, and you guys love each other.
We do.
Okay,
we love each other a lot.
Go ahead, I'm so excited. I'm going to videotape this.
Look here, baby, now you know I can be the one to be your lover. Baby, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you to have a lovin' in my baby's eyes. I see the lovin' in my baby's eyes. I see the lovin' in my baby's eyes. Yeah, the loving in my baby's eyes. Love you, baby, now you know darn well. I love you better than another girl will. Love you better than you know I can. Be the one to be your woman. I was loving in my baby's eyes. I see the loving in my baby's eyes. I see the loving in my baby's eyes. Oh, the loving in my baby's eyes. Love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, you know I do. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Do anything for you. Look here, baby, now you know what I do. Love you better than you. Love you, baby, now you know damn well. I love you better than another girl will. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, you know I do. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you.
Oh, my gosh, that was so cool. Lisa Wenger. Oh, that's you.
Thank
that
you.
Was so cool.
Well, it's early.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful.
We don't always do gigs at 10:30 in the morning.
No, I don't think you ever have to have a gig at 10:30.
But it would be fun if we did it more often. We should come over more often.
Oh, anytime. You guys can come up. Yeah, if you can get up.
We can.
Come over anytime. What, who wrote that song?
Taj Mahal performed it. I'm not sure exactly who wrote it. I would have to look that up to give you the facts.
Kind of an old traditional song.
Blues tune.
Billy, pull the microphone up once. I just want to have you introduce yourself because some of the people in the Twin Cities might know Billy formerly of Rags, right?
Yeah, well, still with Rags, vintage Rags now.
Vintage Rags.
Yes, yes.
You are, so, because, you know, Lisa, you knew I was a groupie, right?
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I was like friends with groupies, so I would go and I'd be dragged all over the place. But Billy in the Twin Cities you're a rock star.
Well, we're playing in the area up in Matamidi tonight, actually, at the Dugout.
Vintage you are?
Yeah.
Are you going, Lisa, or do you have a gig somewhere else?
I'm down in Mankato.
Yeah, she's playing in Mankato.
Oh, I so could go to Vintage Rags.
You should. You could bring back the groupie days.
Oh, that would be good. All right, Vintage Rags at Matamidi and music by lovers Lisa Wenger Larson and Billy Larson. Lisa, tell us how they can get a hold of you again.
Just make a call to 612-816-1993 to make your reservation. It's $35 per couple, and you'll get fine music by four lovely couples and wonderful food by Keys. In White Bear Lake.
Thanks for getting up early and coming down, you guys.
Thank you pleasure. For having us.
You're
nice
welcome.
To see you.
Good to see you again, guys.
You too. We got to get a picture before you leave. When we come back, we are going to talk to Mitch Omer, owner of Hell's Kitchen, and we have a bunch of Valentine's Day specials. And as always, real estate, real estate, real estate, and current events. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
This is Sheila Van Hofwegen from Turco's First Line Tours. I want to invite you to Texas Fiesta, February 24 to March 6. 11-day tour covering all the great cities of the great state of Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, 3 days in San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Galveston Island, and also exciting New Orleans Express, March 17 through the 25th. 9 days, but we stay in New Orleans 4 nights, covering everything, a city tour, swamp tour, old plantation, and of course the French Quarter. Give us a call, 763-780-2985 at Turco Tours.
Your next vacation can be the most fun-filled, relaxing, and carefree ever. Tune into Tour Talk with Turco's First Line Tours, Saturday morning at 11 or Sunday morning at 8:30 on Club 1220 KLBB. Turco makes your travel dreams come true.
Look at this. I see the governor is proposing a property tax cut.
Lower property taxes here?
It adds up to more than $100 for every home in the state.
Well, where's the money coming from?
The state collected more in taxes. We have a surplus. So he's proposing they send it back to the taxpayers.
Well, that's how it should be. When government collects too much, they should give it back.
It's amazing, but crazy thing is, not everyone wants to give the money back. They want to spend it on other things.
More government spending. Yeah. Seems like there's always some special interest with their hand out at the Capitol.
Wisconsin's economy is improving, so the state collected more money in taxes than planned. Governor Walker knows we didn't say keep the change, so he's proposing to send more than $400 million in property tax relief to hardworking Wisconsin homeowners. That's more than $100 each for the average Wisconsin homeowner. Talk about the American dream. Lower property taxes. Contact your legislator in Madison at 800-362-9472. Tell them you want to keep the change for a change. Paid for by the Wisconsin Homeowners Alliance.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? What is it, girl, and you should know it. Deepers in every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to fake it. You can never tell, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, joining us is, I'm so excited because this guy has been so busy that we're lucky to have him on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us is Mitch Omer, the owner of Hell's Kitchen, with the funniest story I've ever heard. Hello, Mitch, are you with us?
I am with you.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning and being a guest on our show.
Well, I'm happy. I'm excited for this whole thing.
Tell us about the Embarrass Minnesota and how this whole thing got going.
When the temperatures started to drop around the country, and specifically the state, my vice president, Pat Forcia, had noted that the low temperatures in Embarrass were going to be colder than on the face of Mars. And so his suggestion was that maybe, you know, we should warm these guys up a little bit, invite them down to Hell's Kitchen, and we'll give them brunch for free. And that meant everything. They can come down and order whatever food they wanted and Bloody Marys. And we just thought we'd extend a little goodwill to our frozen neighbors to the north.
And then a woman, was she the minister's wife or something, got a hold of that? And she just kind of started jabbing you?
Nah, she started whining. She's like, I can't get down there. My pipes are going to freeze. The dog's sick. We can't leave. How about if you come up and cook for us? And we thought, well, that's a pretty novel approach. But, yeah, we'll come up and cook for you guys. We'd be happy to. So it was really Janine there that really kind of got the ball rolling in that direction.
And now the ball isn't just rolling, it's like snowballed into this huge deal, because I know when I saw it on Facebook, it's February 22nd, you're going up there, and there were 500 tickets, and I was like, oh, I want to go. Bam, they were gone.
They were gone in a couple of hours. I mean, I felt like trying to buy tickets for U2.
exactly like that.
The great part about this, I mean, you know, we're having fun with it, obviously, you know, and it's a little PR on our part. But people just came out of the woodwork. I mean, I've got a couple cooks in Ely who want to come down and volunteer. I've got some cooks in Tower that want to come up. I've got a store owner, Ed Zubensich in Babbitt, that is donating 5 cases of bacon and all the orange juice you can drink. Nobody has been solicited. Everybody has just, you know, jumped on the bandwagon. They all just want to help and just want to support this thing. And that's the coolest part about this whole thing.
And so now you've turned it into a fundraiser, haven't you?
Actually, they turned it into a fundraiser. You know, we said, sure, we'll come up, you know, and then they said, well, you know, our fire department and our fair could use, you know, a little help, so we'll donate all the proceeds to that.
Now, you know what's going to happen, don't you, Mitch? This is going to be like a yearly expected thing from those folks up in Embarrass.
Well, that can't happen. this is, you know, costing us a ton of money. But again, we're still happy to do it. But I got like death threats from people in Tower because they said, well, you know, Tower was colder, and you know, our fire department needs as much help as anyone. And I said, yeah, but we picked Embarrass, and for the record, everybody's fire department could use a little help.
Yeah.
So we'll make no apologies for what we're doing, but this is a one-time deal.